On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday final hour for us. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead where it's getting full. People are either taking off early from work on a Friday afternoon or taking a long lunch or whatever, but the bar has packed out, which was always really fun to see. Lot to get to here in the final hour. We'll talk some Georgia, Texas in just a couple of minutes. Falcons keys to a victory, as we always do at 1:20, ahead of the Falcons games, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. And as always, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Two things that are funny, and the only reason I say it, I'll mention it because Rusty retweeted it. It's like, Ed Orgeron is in communication with Arkansas. Hell yeah. That seems like a perfect match.
Hell yeah.
Ed Orgeron with the people in Arkansas?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Just get him.
Big Sue.
Get him back.
Big Sue.
Get him back in the SEC. That's what we need. Oh, yeah. Him doing the Arkansas stuff.
Oh, Big Sue.
Big Sue. Yeah.
God. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. Yeah. It would be really awesome. There's just like certain – and I think Sam Pittman was a really good fit for the program
too.
He's the kind of guy he is and right. All that stuff. But like – there's just certain programs need to have certain types of people.
And him.
And they are one of them, and he is right for that job.
Exactly.
Just like LSU, like Brian Kelly and LSU just never,
it never
was not a marriage that fit. Like, if he would have won, fine, that's fine. But, like, they need a, you know, they need a character. They need somebody with some charisma and likability, you know? Like, LSU is just such a cool, unique,
right.
Specific kind of one-of-one program.
Yeah.
They have a random Boston guy, like a Northeasterner down there.
They don't know nothing about that. My family.
It didn't make any sense.
You know, you
need a Southerner.
You knew it was downhill when he came out with that family.
And that was the first thing he did.
First damn thing.
And then remember that video with the recruit?
I mean,
he's like dancing.
I ain't mad at that because they didn't all do it.
Well, a lot of people do that, but
his was
just so stiff.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. But if you down here in the South. Then you saw the Steph Curry leave it. Under Armour.
I did not.
Yeah, Steph, is he a free agent or is he just going to go through his Curry brand?
I don't know. That seems like a huge deal for Under Armour. Like, how are they allowing that to happen?
I know, man.
Steph Curry is like the, I don't even know what other basketball player is on Under Armour.
I don't either. But he's like the dude.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He's like Under Armour, I mean, I don't know, Brady was on them for
yeah,
football.
Yeah, Brady's with him. Cam.
Maybe Bryce Harper.
Cam was with him for
a
long
baseball,
time.
In baseball, maybe? I don't remember. But, like, yeah, that's interesting. I wonder how they fumbled that one.
No, I think his contract's up, Riley.
I know, but
hurry up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I thought he had a damn lifetime contract.
I would have thought so, too.
Yeah, man.
Oh, here we go. Here's Nico Harrison's opportunity to save face. Because remember, he lost Steph when he worked at Nike because he called him Stephen. He called him Stephen Curry. Maybe Nike can bring him back and he can try again.
I don't give a damn. It was more to it than that.
What?
Calling my name wrong. All right.
Yeah, Under Armour offered him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be trying to tell me, because Nico said my damn name wrong. That's why I didn't. Man, please.
Didn't help, though.
No, it did not.
You're making a pitch for a signature shoe and you don't know how to say the guy's name. It's not great.
Cool ass. cool that dude just walked through.
Maybe. It's definitely, it was interesting.
Hey, Slim, keep your head on the swivel,
yeah,
right there, man.
An eye on that guy.
Watch that guy back there. Watch out for him, all right? That man came through here with all camouflage, slow bopping with some sunglasses and headphones.
Just mugging the whole
place. Mugging the whole damn place.
All right.
Anyway. Where's Andrew at? Because I think, is he intimidating because Abe was going to whip his ass?
Oh, yeah. Andrew did, wrote a check that with his mouth that maybe his ass can't cash.
I don't know, man.
I don't see him around here.
I don't see him
anywhere
around here talking all that trash to Abe yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Abe want to put them damn hands on him.
Yeah, Abe's been over there.
Once he gets this, once he gets all
mentally
the,
preparing
once
for
he
it.
Once he gets all the buffalo sauce off of it.
He can blind him.
Yeah.
Blind him with some wing sauce.
Bust him in the face, Abe. I ain't like that. Well, dog.
He normally does show up in the 1 o'clock hour, though. He's a 1 o'clock hour guy. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't. I was like, what?
I don't know if that's true.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to give Andrew the benefit of the doubt, man. He's not ducking him.
Yeah, he is.
He's just biding his time.
Man, he don't want that smoke with Abe, man. I'm just trying to tell y'all, man.
Abe said if he is ducking me, he should be.
I'm telling you right now, man. Abe hit Andrew on that sweet spot. You think his girl dropped him. not passing Abe, Will.
God, the biggest mistake Andrew ever made was telling us that his relationship ended.
That's not, you know why? Because we met her.
And we did. Yeah, we did meet her.
Yeah,
that's true.
We met her.
So we asked him about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like, she legitimately broke his heart, and we make fun of it all the time.
And I know, and I'm sorry. But it's just, like, if we never meet her, it's fine.
He's better off without her.
No. And she was such a nice
She was. Show. She was really nice.
Nice. I'm sorry, Andrew, because I know you're listening. We're bringing up that old stuff.
He's better off without
her. He's double-fisting the steering wheel. Stop it!
All right.
Stop it!
All right, we will stop it. We will stop it. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Explosive, attacking, window dressing. They've got a lot of shifts, motions. They employ tempo, and they'll go fast on you. And they do a really good job of mixing things up and creating a lot to work on defensively.
Sound like me making love.
Window dressing?
Shifting.
Shifting. Tempo?
Tempo.
Well, you gotta mix up tempo. No, that was Kirby talking about the Texas offense. That's what he was talking about there. I'm really looking, just like from a base level fan standpoint, I'm really looking forward to watching this game.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's just going to be a really good game between two really good teams. The atmosphere is going to be phenomenal. Sanford Stadium on Saturday night, 7:30, so night game. Weather's supposed to be perfect, so no factor there as far as rain or anything. And Texas has had an interesting year. I mean, obviously they got off to a tough start and all the hype surrounding Arch and all that kind of stuff. But they're playing their best football right now. They better be if they're going to compete with Georgia tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Andy, they're healthy. Then, like Roddy was saying,
that's
man,
right.
I mean, said all week they're getting guys back. I mean, they got explosive playmakers. When you look at Wingo and Livingston, these guys are big play receivers. And if Georgia's not able to pressure Arch, it's going to be hard to hold up against these guys the whole game. And so I think that when you look at where Georgia can go about their business. They got to block Anthony Hill. We said that the last 2 days. You got to get a hat on this guy because he is that good of a player, whether it's rushing, whether it's playing a run, whether it's dropping into coverage. He is that dude, in my opinion. But I think when you look at where Georgia is, that offensive line is playing really good. Yeah, it's going to be. I'm not even going to say it's going to be an uphill climb. I'm not saying that or whatever. But you look at back what's going on. I mean, you give up 34 to Vandy. Remember that game where they were up comfortably and Vandy just came roaring back.
Right, right.
And then you go into overtime with Ole Miss. Mississippi State, they put up 45 on you.
Right. Which is obviously the last opponent Georgia had, and Georgia's defense had their best performance of the year against Mississippi State.
You go to
State.
Kentucky, and then you barely win that game. I think Georgia is a better team.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think Georgia's a better team.
Definitely.
But and if they're the better team, as long as they play like they're the better team, it'll be a comfortable Georgia win. I say that knowing – than how all Georgia games have been. It ain't been comfortable.
No.
You know,
only Mississippi State.
Yes, and so this is going to be a nip and tuck, last possession end of the middle fourth quarter, Georgia takes control of the game.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's always one of those things where you're just kind of taking into account how they look right now.
Yes.
And you said on Monday that there was some narrative surrounding, is Georgia peaking right now? Maybe. I don't know. And it's a good time to peak.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to completely peak,
right,
but it's a good time to be playing your best football.
Yeah.
Georgia's definitely playing their best football.
Yes, they are.
There's no doubt about that. And it'll just sort of be interesting to see exactly what that means. Does that mean that the defense is able to consistently get more stops? Does that mean that – I know that they – how many sacks? Three sacks they got last week?
Yep.
That's a huge day for what they've done this
year. If they get three sacks and get stops, oh, this is 30-13.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like when you start thinking about how it plays out in your mind
–
because of the fact that so many Georgia games have been nip and tuck, close, fourth quarter, got to have some magic and win the game type performances, you just assume that's going to happen. But if Georgia really is playing their best football and they really are dialed in the way that it looks like they are offensively, and they can get some stops, maybe a turnover or something
right,
like that, because as much as Texas is playing their best also, their best is not as good as Georgia's best right now.
But this is, outside of Alabama, this is the most talented team Georgia's played. Talent.
Yeah.
Just pure talent. This. All the way around.
Yeah,
talent.
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom talent. This is the second best team. And they lost to the team that was as equal or better.
Yeah.
On a play where if it's blocked right, you walk through the damage.
Yeah, and I also think
there
was just a lot of early season sloppiness with Georgia at that point, too. Like, the offense wasn't nearly what it is right now. Gunnar Stockton wasn't nearly as confident as he is right now. Like, Alabama and Georgia very likely will play again. Now, Alabama's playing better now than they were then, too.
Yeah.
Which, again, is what happens with good coaching and development and all that stuff. I'm really interested to see when talent for talent and push comes to shove and all that, how good Texas really is playing
right
now.
Take them to the deep end.
Because, again, they're playing better and they've had nice performances. They're still nip and tucking against everybody, too, including Kentucky. And that's not great. I don't know. I could very easily see it being like we've talked about, like a one-score game in the fourth quarter. I don't know, I could also see Georgia kind of controlling this thing.
I think it's all about the run. If Georgia can run.
Yep, that's right.
And if Georgia can get some pressure on – damn, I want to call this boy Eli all the time. If they get pressure on Arch and speed him up, because that was the biggest thing when he was going through a struggle. They were speeding him up, and he was throwing off reads. Can they confuse him a little bit and all those things? And can – you get Sark into what Sark does in big games. Get conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Get conservative. Let's run it. Let's play ball control, all those things.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. It's the run games on both sides. Because Texas has a top five run defense in America statistically. You got Nate Frazier and Chauncey Bowens and Gunnar Stockton's legs as well.
Right.
If those guys can have a big game, control the clock too, and if you stop Texas's run, that's a huge part of why they've been playing better lately is Wisner and is it Wisner or Wisner? Anyway, the backs for Texas have gotten healthier and been playing better. You got to, just like we talked about last week with the Falcons and the Colts, whoever wins the running game wins the game. The Colts very clearly won the running game. I think it's the same thing for Texas and Georgia tomorrow night. I trust Georgia's run game a lot more than I trust Texas's, though.
Yeah.
Even though Texas'
Even
run,
Texas
defense, is
run
good.
Defense is really good. But I think once you get a hat on a hat and you're in that stadium, because Sanford Stadium is going to be bananas tomorrow night. It's going to be bananas tomorrow night. I just like Georgia. I think, I think Georgia's the better football team. Now, me saying that and them going and doing it is two different things. They cannot turn the ball over. That's one thing about it. And you cannot let Arch get in a freaking rhythm. They let Ty Simpson get in a freaking rhythm.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
When you in a rhythm like them guys, it don't matter what the coverage is. Once that back foot hits, you let it go because your guy is going to win. It's going to be a challenge because they got some damn good playmakers. You saw the first game against the Vanderbilt, damn bubble screen, 75 yards.
Yeah.
Gone.
Wingo, right?
Out the gate.
One move,
yes,
touchdown.
Out the gate.
Yeah.
That's how the Falcons are supposed to block that too, by the way. But, yeah, out the damn gate. And so I like Georgia winning this game 30-17.
30-17.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fairly comfortable.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like 27-17, something like that, but pretty similar. I also just think, like, Georgia's not losing two home games. Like, Georgia's not – they already lost. They lost a home game. They're not losing two home games. Like, in a season?
In a season.
Doesn't happen. No. They had won like 30,000 home games in a row before the Alabama
I mean, there
game.
Was two things before this
They're
year. One of them is still true. We don't lose at home, which we did at Alabama, and we don't lose to teams like Mississippi State.
Yeah.
It's not close.
Yeah.
Well, and I take it back. Last year it was awful.
Well, it wasn't close this year.
It wasn't close this year. It wasn't close this year. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for this game.
Also, I
just got my biggest thing.
Escaped my mind that most SEC teams have another game. Georgia's done with SEC play.
Yeah, that was a good point. But I got to make it there. That's it. So I got to keep busy tomorrow.
Well, a good game would help you too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if this thing gets out of hand and you start celebrating with Tito's pulls, you're not making it the fourth quarter.
I'll make it.
I believe in you.
I'll make it.
I believe in you.
As long as you believe in me.
I do.
Yeah, as long as you believe. I got things I got to read.
Tell you who I
am. Nah, be good.
Tell you who I won't. No, anyway.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no, just kidding.
Don't do that.
I believe in the Falcons.
Don't do that.
I believe that they can win.
We're not here to blow smoke up nobody, you know what.
No, I really do think they
– I mean, you got your Falcons shirt on today. Look at you.
I'm trying to change it up, man.
Look at you.
I'm trying to do my part, Randy.
Look at you, Falcons.
I almost wore a tank top just to throw it back, but it didn't work last time.
No.
Anyway. Well, Yeah, I don't.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I got fur. I'm good. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back, and tell you how the Falcons can beat the Panthers coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoa, whoa!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's become the new the new 1 o'clock woo. Like when we're out,
right?
When you hit that at 1:20, a lot of confused faces around the bar.
What's going on over there?
What's that man doing? He's singing and having a good time.
I'm singing.
He's singing and enjoying his job.
Yes, sir.
This is a man who takes pride in his work. Look back the other way. People.
The hell you looking at?
Or keep looking, whatever. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Yes. You know me. Yeah. I'm not shy.
No, that is one thing you are not.
I ain't shy.
You can't be shy and do this job.
No, I don't think so.
You can't, Abe, you can be shy.
Well, not around women. Well, I mean, I'm talking about around women being shy.
Oh, that's got it. Yeah, do you think that's what he meant?
Yes. Is that not what he meant?
I don't know what he meant, but I like that that's immediately where you went with it.
Abe is shy.
Around women.
Yeah, around women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He is. There's no question.
He's very shy.
That's okay. They like the shy guy.
Yeah, that's why I told y'all. Y'all better stop doubting Abe. Abe got him on lock. He he wears gets polo for nothing.
That's true.
Yeah, he go to the second floor.
That is a nice polo. He does always he always puts a collar on when we're out.
Does he?
Huh?
He puts
a collar on. He always puts
spikes on it.
Yeah, something. No, not that kind of collar. Now, maybe if he did that, you know,
yeah,
less shy around the ladies.
Yeah, that guy, like Tina with the boots with the heels.
Yeah, some ladies like leather.
Yeah, somebody like him.
It's all good.
They like shy guys. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all and Amy will never, ever have me thinking that he don't have his own lock. He'll never let nobody see his phone. You notice that?
That's true, he won't.
He won't let anybody see his phone. You know what I'm saying?
As Abe gladly hands over. Like, Randy's just trying to help you out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get you in there, man.
And Abe's like, yeah, nope, I will not allow anyone to help me out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you in there, man. You know, because, our listening audience has a lot of ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
you know
true.
What I mean?
It's
yeah,
true.
So.
Well, they don't call us the sexiest sports radio show in America
exactly,
for nothing.
Exactly. I mean, it's a midday vibe.
I guess I'm the one that calls us that, but it's I don't call us that
vibe
for nothing.
Yeah,
it
man.
Yeah.
You know my favorite word about everything in life? Vibe. We're vibe, Andy.
Boy, do you hate that word.
I do hate it.
You hate
so
it
much.
So much that I don't even know.
I hate that word.
Like, sometimes it's the exact way that I want to phrase a question for
yes
someone, but I'm like, eh, Randy hates that word, so I'm not going to say vibe.
I hate that word.
What's the temperature in the room?
Yeah. God, I hate that word. Goodness gracious.
How come you hate vibe so much?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think I know why, because people overuse it.
Okay.
You sure know what I mean? Like, and the new one is when people call themselves a vibe.
I really
that
don't
is
like that.
The raggedest.
Yeah, or a mood. Have you ever? Oh,
I'm all mood.
He's a mood.
I'm ugh all mood.
Don't say that.
Set your ass down. And it's always old folks. It's always old folks who still be stealing quotes off of Facebook. And
oh, right.
Like
trying to sound young.
Yeah,
right. It's true.
Mood. Mood. Drinking damn coffee, sitting on your porch. Mood.
Mood.
Sit your ass down. Well, you are sitting down.
Or goals.
Oh, no, nah, that's been over.
Goals AF.
Yeah, goals about somebody you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. goals about a multi-platinum singer who's sitting on a damn yacht middle of the Marcos.
Goals. Now, that's a fine goal. Might not achieve it.
If your ass is 37 still talking about goals of a rapper, you're not going to get that one hit. You're not going to get Whoop, There It Is.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to get Baby Got Back and Live Off Of.
You got to have two different categories.
Yeah.
There's got to be goals and dreams.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
a dream.
You ain't going to get Baby Got Back and get residuals off of that.
The goal needs to just be get the promotion at work.
That's it.
Right? That's the goal.
That's
the
it
goal is to run a 5K this year.
Let me get a
like
hook on Young Boy. Let me get can I get a young
get
Boy
a,
hook?
Get a feature on a Young Boy song.
You let me get a feature on a Young Boy song.
That's a dream.
That's a dream for me. I'm telling you. I'm out. That's all I need is one. That's all I need.
And then what?
And then I'm out. I'm going on the next tour with him.
Where's Randy at? Oil rig. No. Young Boy tour. That's the other good one we could tell people.
Yeah, man. Randy the radio tour with Young Boy. What are you doing? I don't know.
Ad libs
and jumping up and down, pumping his damn fist.
I mean, We've all been to enough rap concerts. Like, there's a lot of people that are on the stage doing nothing.
Do not know nothing.
That are just have a microphone.
Yes.
That are hyping people up or something. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, my, but you know,
that could be you.
I could be a security.
Okay.
I know how to hold people back.
Sure.
Yeah. But that one, that because you know the best security is that guy that could hold you back with that bent arm. Like, you
yeah
know, he got all the way extended arm.
Uh-huh.
Had that thing.
Well, the best security is just you just look at him and you're like, nope, not going to try anything around that guy.
Dude,
that's you just intimidate them by your presence.
I remember I called myself good security one time.
You didn't
I got clown so bad, though.
You got security?
Oh, man, I got clown. I had a bodyguard.
Why?
Because, you know, like when they say the ignorance of – when I tell you the ignorance of me buying them cars and that jewelry. Yeah, the ignorance of hiring a bodyguard. Because I always went out by myself, right? So I got a damn bodyguard, right? And so
– You had a bodyguard?
He had a bodyguard. All right, so I had a bodyguard.
What was his name?
Q.
Q?
Q. Okay. Big old white dude with a bald head and a beard.
And his name was Q?
Yes, his name was Q.
What was it short for?
I don't know. Everybody called him Q.
There's only one white name that starts with Q.
It could be Quentin? Quincy?
Quinn, no.
Quinn?
There's no white.
Oh, no,
there's no white.
But
Quincy's.
Dude, big old white dude, bald head, beard, tats. And so so I call myself, I think I need a bodyguard. You know, I go out a little bit too much by myself. Got me a little money in the pocket and stuff now. Man, I would never forget the day I was on South Beach. I was walking around, Q walking behind me. I'm just, you know, just strolling through and everything. And one of my partners, who did play with me, but I know him from the. Hey man, what the hell going on with you, man? You ain't famous. And he said it so damn loud, because it was right at Wet Willie's right there on South Beach. Said it so loud, everybody turned around and looked. And I was just so ashamed, because what the hell did I need security for? Like, really, quit.
Like, what do you think someone was going to do?
I don't know, man.
I'm also, you can handle yourself.
Man, I'm all up into my feelings, thinking I'm so damn famous, I need a damn bodyguard.
That's really funny.
Dude, this is the worst thing I ever did in my life, man.
Did I tell you about the time we went to Magic City on Monday and told people Jarvis was our bodyguard?
I believe that.
Me and my buddy Jackson, we told everybody that we had just sold an app to Google. We told them we had just sold an app to Google and that Jarvis was our bodyguard.
How did this conversation come up?
I don't know. It just happened.
Yeah, hey, now we started.
We start talking.
We started.
Who are you guys? You know,
because
we got like a little section or whatever.
Right.
And
you had a section of Magic,
and we were talking to Magic, like, you know, the owner. He was over there hanging out with us.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice.
Yeah,
guy.
Really nice guy.
And then people were like looking. They were like, "Who are these guys?"
Right.
So we were like, "Yeah, we sold an app to Google."
Now tell me this, because the one thing. You've seen Player Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that when Bernie Mac, money, yeah. Did they think that of y'all? The girls can't run over to y'all?
No, if
they saw you talking to Miss Magic, then they were like.
Oh, yeah. No, we got treated really nicely
right.
that night. That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
Money,
all right.
Yeah,
I think we've delayed the inevitable enough. We got about 3 minutes
right.
to say how the Falcons could beat the Panthers on Sunday.
All right, here we go. I got third down with – 1, 2, 4 exclamation points.
Yeah, I wrote obviously third downs.
But let me finish.
Okay.
What about first and second, though?
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, what about first and second? All right, just convert 3 third downs. If you go 3 of 12, that's better than what your ass has done.
Yeah, for sure. It is. I mean, honestly, and we talked about this earlier in the week, convert the first one.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be third and 6 on the first drive.
Probably.
Without question.
Probably.
Hopefully it's not the third play of the game. But at some point on your first drive, you're going to get a third down. Convert it. Just for confidence, for momentum.
Big boys win this kind of game. You got to win on line of scrimmage. You got to win on both sides. You got to be able to run the football, because that's when you're at your best. 30 carries. Tyler Ajir needs at least 10. And then you got to be able to stop the run. They're coming downhill with Rico. We know that. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. They're coming downhill running the football. Do not let 9 make you his B again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do not let Bryce Young just carve your ass up.
I watched like the condensed version of the Panthers-Saints game this morning.
He was awful.
And part of the reason he was awful is because the Saints did a good job pressuring him and making him uncomfortable and all that, but not all of his throws were pressured.
Right.
He just made bad throws, man. Like, he'll turn the ball over. You have to catch it when he throws it to you, but, like, Bryce Young is playing – really, really bad right
yes.
now. Like, and again, we said that before. We've said it before. And he's got a winning record against the Falcons and no one else. You got to make him look like the player that he is.
Yes.
Because, they're getting pretty close to having to make a hard choice there
yes.
with him and
yes.
move on. I mean,
yes.
he's 10 games into year 3. You
yes.
kind of know what it is. So, yeah, you got to take advantage of that. A big part of that would be slow down their run game.
Yes.
Bijan has to have a better game than Rico
yes,
Dowdle.
Yes, he does.
Rico Dowdle leads the NFL in rushing since week 6.
Yes.
Week 5.
He's third right now in the league.
Yeah.
He's running
well.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, Cookie, and then I think it's
okay.
somewhere in that area.
Yeah, I mean, if you can slow him down and take him out and make them one-dimensional, you might beat them. I don't want to get crazy. But you might be able to beat them by double digits if you take away their run game.
I think,
but you just need to win this game by 1 point.
I think last one,
3-2.
You're the best team in this game. I think.
I think so too.
You're the best team in this game. I think.
I hope.
Give me the Falcons 24-13.
God, please.
24-13.
That's what I asked for in the Miami game.
24-13.
I was like, give me just a professional, responsible victory.
Yes.
Nothing flashy. I'm not saying 40-10.
Right.
We don't need anything crazy. Score a couple touchdowns, kick a field goal, don't shoot yourself in the foot, and get out of there, man. Like, desperately need it. This is the most they've needed a win since 2019, probably.
They need this win.
Yeah, they need this win real bad. All right. Well, hopefully they get it. We'll come back and answer all your questions to wrap things up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Funk Friday. We got 6 phone lines. We need at least 6 people on hold. We'll get to more than 6 also. We'll fire through them.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But we'll answer all your questions next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Ask and you shall receive, Randy. We have the best listeners in the world.
Yes, we do.
Full phone lines. We appreciate it. We'll start with Octavius, who's in Lawrenceville.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
I've been trying to get through to you guys for like the last week, man, so I appreciate the phone call. But I do appreciate your show, man, both of you guys. But real quick, man, I just think everybody needs to take a breath, man, when it comes to the Falcons, man. This is year two. This is year two. When you look at the last couple years, man, I think it's room for improvement. We got a couple issues in terms of just the tight end. We got our offensive line. There's different things that's going on, but I think there's a lot of good positive takeaways. You know, I was listening to a show the other day. The guy was talking about, I'm not even going to say the radio host's name, but he was pretty much saying throw away the whole team. I'm like, man, are you serious? This is year two. Year two, y'all. Y'all want to blow all this stuff up again and start from scratch? Come on, man. The last little thing I say, yesterday, Andy, takeaway for today. I might be saying it wrong because it was yesterday when you said it, but you say you like you guys long, strong, and athletic.
Dang it.
You talking about the Hawks.
Appreciate it, Octavius.
Thank you, Octavius. Well, I've got a type, you know?
Yeah, we all do.
I understand what he's saying.
And
there he is. Andrew.
Andrew was like, hell no.
He walked in with a real attitude.
He walked in with an attitude. You know what?
He's got glasses on. You can't punch a guy with glasses. He took them off.
Hey, quiet as a cat. I agree with him.
I do too.
I agree with him.
I do too. I would just.
But now I know this not. I know that and understand what he's saying. Why I understand it. It's year two.
Yes.
It's your freaking two.
But here's what I would say, though. Like,
is somebody on the line breathing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Abe. Abe's breathing. He's fired up about Andrew. They're going to have to show in the next eight games a bit more.
I agree with that.
Specific improvement in order for that to hold water. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah. My whole thing is you can't just not move on because it's only year two. I think you need to look at it and evaluate if you believe they can get it.
I think that has more – that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you see more – I mean, you talked about it out the air. Like, if they improve, I think because everybody goes, playoffs, 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 playoffs. I get it. Fine, whatever. We're supposed to go to the playoffs this year. Why were you supposed to go to the playoffs this year? Why?
Because no one predicted that.
Because nobody predicted that.
Outside of Atlanta.
Nobody. Nobody predicted it.
There was not a national person that predicted the Falcons.
Nobody predicted the Falcons to go to the playoffs.
Not that that's how you should judge your expectations and all that stuff, but, like, yeah, I mean, by and large, the expectation from Vegas and NFL people was the Falcons would be right around 500.
Yeah.
Now, they still can be
yes.
if they finish the season in a certain way and they're 9-8, whatever. Like, who knows? But, if this thing goes off the rails and this losing streak turns into a total landslide
right.
and they finish the season 4-13, then you have – exactly.
Yes.
But I still think there's a lot of time in this year to resurrect some of what has gone wrong over the last month.
Yeah.
But again, it's hard. We're in the middle of a 4-game losing streak.
Yep.
It's hard to tell people to be patient, you know. And I understand. I appreciate Octavius
yes.
for being patient for sure, because that's a, you know, that's a level-headed way to look at it. But I can't sit here and judge people for not
in
the middle of a 4-game losing streak. Cody is in Asheville. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, that last call, he must have been a brand-new Falcons fan for, like, the past 2 or 3 years, because I've been dealing with him for 31 years, man. We need some wide receivers and a new coaching staff. But anyways, the question I got for y'all, if y'all did not work for 92.9,
what did
y'all root for? And
Cody, you paused out there for a minute. If we didn't work for 92.9 the game, then what?
What sports professional football team would you root for?
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
And then, Randy, what's the coolest stadium you've ever played in, man?
Okay.
Thanks, Cody.
If I didn't work for 99 the game, what team would I root for? I guess the Dolphins, right?
Same one you root for
Same
now?
I root for now. Damn Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, I rooted for the Seahawks my whole life.
Yeah.
I still like when the Seahawks win. It's probably different than it used to be, but
yeah. The coolest stadium I've ever been to, my first time I went into the new Jerry World was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Because never seen no damn scoreboard look like that. it was cool. And then anytime I get to go to Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
What about college?
In college, probably, Neyland. Yeah, going to play in Neyland was freaking just outstanding.
Good memories.
Hell yeah. But yeah, playing Neyland was outstanding.
Yeah. I really want to go there. That's high on the list, and especially with my father-in-law being such a big Tennessee fan. They haven't taken the UW-Tennessee home-and-home off the schedules yet. They will, probably.
Yeah.
But 2028, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
It's only a couple years away, so hopefully that'll actually happen, because I would love to go and love to go with him. All right, Ace is in Atlanta. Hey, Ace.
What up, Andy and Randy?
What's up, man?
Randy, I got to agree with you. Neyland is dope. I went to the Georgia game this year, and it was, man,
awesome.
It was off the chain, dog.
Awesome.
It was off the chain. I got 2 points I want to hit on. Michael Penix footwork in the pocket. I mean, I would love to see him step into his throws more. And Raheem Morris, they're coaching not to lose instead of coaching to win, because there's no way in the hell after we got that sack Sunday, we shouldn't have blitzed him again to make him get rid of the ball faster. That way it would have been third and long and third and short. So that's all I got to say, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that 3rd and 21 play was – that was a backbreaker.
It was bad.
It's a backbreaker.
It was bad because you let him escape.
Yep.
You let him escape.
Yeah.
And I think, you know.
And they've been bringing more than 4 the whole game.
The whole damn game. Why stop?
Yeah.
Now, again, right on call defense. Why'd you bring him again? Why'd you bring him in? But then right, you tell him, oh, heat his ass up again. Because they had Daniel Jones looking like the Daniel Jones we know and love.
That's right.
He was.
He was putting the ball on the ground over and over and over again. And then on the biggest play of the game, they rushed 4 and they got completely blocked out of play, and that was that. Daniel, what did he go for? 19 yards on the scramble, and that was crazy. And it's crazy also that the week before the Falcons were in the same situation on 3rd and 20, needing a play and all that. And what did they do? They heated him up.
He
threw the ball quick, and that was it. And then they punted it, and the game was over pretty much. All right, Ralph is with us. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Randy.
What's up, man?
My point is, I have a couple questions. Would you rather play for a player-centric coach with all his slogans and we are family, or would you rather play for a more demanding coach who holds everybody accountable?
Hold on. So you mean tell me that, like, the other coach, the first one, don't hold people accountable?
Well, it just seems like Atlanta has a thing of hiring people who are player-centric coaches.
Okay.
And look what it's gotten us.
Okay.
Okay, Ralph.
I don't agree with anything Ralph said.
I think you can be a player's coach.
I think you
can
be a player's coach and hold people accountable.
I also think the last two coaches the Falcons have hired have been almost completely opposite when you talk about Arthur Smith and Raheem Morris.
Yes.
Like, they couldn't be more different.
Yes.
As
I was
going to
ask, do you guys consider Arthur Smith a player's coach?
No.
I understand the Dan Quinn stuff.
I don't know. Like, I think the players really liked him, so I don't know.
I don't – again.
Raheem, I guess, is very, very clearly a player's coach.
Yeah, he's a player coach, but I think there's just so many different ways to get through to your players. And I don't think that because Raheem is a player's coach, because people swear that he needs to yell and scream and break stuff, that's not going to make them play better. I'm sorry, it don't work like that. It just does not. I'm just – and so for the people that they keep thinking that, Rodney, that is not going to work because that's not who he is. It's not going to work.
I will say I think Mike Conte is a player's boss.
Yes.
I think he kind of lets us do our thing.
Yes.
Which I really like.
Yes.
I would hate to have a boss that was making us come in and have air checks every single week. You know what I mean?
I already know what that is, but yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I had one of those.
You think
before.
You would hate it? Randy would. Randy might not work here if we had
Randy
that sort
would
of
quit.
Boss.
Randy would
you
quit.
You might quit.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to meet on Monday afternoons. I'm going to highlight some stuff I didn't like that you did, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Conte lets us breathe.
You have fun. You have fun with that, all right?
All right, Brandon's in Gainesville. Hey, Brandon.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What up?
First things first, y'all walk on over there to Andrew and ask him how long he sat in the car talking himself into coming inside.
Oh, man.
Secondly, with the taking into context the Falcons, the Hawks, the Braves, is Atlanta the new get-right town, USA?
Oh, wow. Get-right
USA. No!
That is not what we want to be.
No! We're not.
The Braves had one bad year, by the way.
Yeah,
the Braves
man.
Have had one bad
Come on, man.
No. And it was because everyone was hurt.
No, this city is not a get-right town. No.
A lot of teams looked real good against United this season, too.
No!
Just throw that
we're not,
in there.
We're not going there, man. We're not going to sit up here with this cursed town and all this other crap, man.
He didn't say cursed.
Get-rightish. No!
I hope not.
No, I'm not going there.
I think the Hawks are on a good track right now.
They have the most road wins in – is it the
– I think in the league.
Is it a whole league?
Okay,
certainly in these wins every game.
Yeah, no, right. Oklahoma City
outside of them, though.
Yeah.
No, they're not the get-right city.
The Falcons have been the get-right team in the NFL for the last 5 years.
No, they have not. They just got beat.
Ask the Bills how right they got.
Just got beat.
I wish we had on hand – a montage of you saying the Falcons are a get-right team right now to play. But, yes, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't have to be that way. Who knows what the future holds? None of us do. Ryan's in Winder. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Just saying the Lions, it took them 2 years to win one game, so I'm not really stressing that far about the Falcons. But my question is, did anybody call up Wendy and tell her that Randy mixed up his yams a couple of days ago? Because she was the brunt of that joke for a long time. I feel like she could pound her chest on that for a few minutes.
I didn't get nothing confused.
Oh, right, because Wendy didn't know what you meant originally when you said the pumps
make
the yams more yammy.
I didn't get nothing.
Yeah, good point, Ryan. Talk about food, and then, Randy did it. So I feel like somebody
understand.
Wendy.
Hold on, man.
Strong point.
Hold on. I didn't get a damn thing confused. All right.
You just smelled them differently.
I didn't smell nothing differently. I smelled yams and pot liquor. All right. That's what's coming out the other room. And that's what I said.
Let's see what Wendy thinks
Y'all nasty freaks was talking about the other thing, man. Whatever. Y'all know what I damn meant. Why would I come on the air talking about something I smell ass? Why would I say that? Like, for real. They're going to just say it's Friday. I get reprimanded on Monday. All right, why would I come on the air and say, hey, Andy, I smell ass down the hallway? Why would I do that? You know, why? Because I wouldn't, okay? So stop it. Y'all stop. Leave me alone.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. He was talking about the food.
I was talking about the food.
Now, I don't think I helped because I paused and laughed.
Yes, you
I
did.
Think I made it worse. I could have just kept going because I knew what you meant, but I heard it how a lot of people heard it, and I thought it was funny. But, yeah, no, we're not talking about
Why would I say that?
Yeah, we're not doing that. All right. James is in Decatur. Hey, James.
Hey, man. How y'all doing up there?
Great.
I see y'all having a good time. I'm having a good time today, too. I just wanted to know if Atlanta lose this game this weekend, let me know when them dollar tickets go on sale. Thanks, man.
Thanks, James. Yeah. It's going to be.
God, see what you done to these damn people, Falcons?
Yeah, it's true. The Falcons did this.
They did. Y'all, they did this. They did this to their fans.
They did.
They did.
They did. People aren't wrong.
They're not. I'm not. I would never. I'm not even calling them wrong. I'm not even.
They're not wrong.
I'm not even saying you're wrong for the caller who said discipline versus. This is what they bring. This is what they've done to these people. Yeah. To these beautiful people of Atlanta. These wonderful, beautiful people of Atlanta.
Intelligent, beautiful people.
That's what they've done.
Yeah, they put them through hell.
Yes. This is what they've done.
They've turned them into flat out pessimists.
Yes. Exactly.
I think part of being a Falcons fan at this point, because it's been so frustrating for so long, is just expecting them to suck and then getting good at talking about it. Like, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, what percentage of being a Falcons fan is just accepting the expectation that it's going to go bad?
I don't want that anymore.
I don't either.
But the difference is when you're proud of it. Because when I worked in Cleveland, yes, they wanted to win, but there was also
– there's like a pride.
There's a level of like, yeah, we're the worst team in the league, and we know it, and we're fans, and we're still here. And there was a little bit of that too.
We haven't reached that level.
No, we're not there yet.
No, but it's just my thing has always been there's nobody funnier about rooting for a bad football team than Falcons fans.
Yes.
Falcons fans are hilarious.
Is that Wendy?
It is.
No, different Wendy.
Different Wendy. But all right, final call. Wendy in Lawrenceville.
So I was listening to the Georgia game a few weeks ago, and the broadcasters gave Randy the credit for the hobnail boot. And I've wanted to ask him about it ever since. Does he know that? They're actually saying that his receptions were the reason for that play.
Oh, thanks,
thank
Wendy.
Because it was.
Yeah, Randy.
It was. I know my boy Veron caught the ball thing. But I got us down there. Me.
And
Randy. McMichael, number 86.
No, and you made a great special teams play on the kickoff, too.
No, I mean, it was a fun game. Everybody contributed. I mean, Fred Gibson doesn't go.
What is this, the post-game interview?
If Fred Gibson doesn't catch the ball and go to the house, if my boy Flip, I mean, everything had to go right for us that game.
Yeah, you played awesome.
I was balling.
You balled.
I did.
And you did the whole final drive.
But Granny had to throw me the ball.
All right.
The offensive line, Big Folsom had to
block. None of those guys are listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy.
It's not the post-game press conference.
Thank you, Wendy.
Take credit.
Appreciate you. You know I don't like that. That ain't my thing, man.
Right. Well, I'm taking credit. I'm Randy's partner
now. That ain't my thing.
I did the hobnail boot. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
My first one is I got to mark it out. Andrew did want that smoke.
Yeah, he showed up.
Because he's here with a chest dot. Came in here with all black, too.
Let's live stream this
watch
fight.
Watch your ass, Abe. And you don't ever want to peak too early.
No, you don't. You want to peak on time. Randy's going on tour with a young boy.
Yeah, man.
So, see you later.
Pop, 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 pop.
Randy also makes love like the Texas offense. Davis Mills can hula hoop with his neck.
Oh, man.
You are neither a vibe or a mood. And we all know which Army the Texas quarterback would be leading. Archibald Charles over there.
We'll rise again.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Let's go, dogs. Damn it, Falcons. Come on, get us a win.
Please win, Falcons.
Damn.
Please win the game. We'll talk to you Monday at 11.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.